All right, joining us, he is the star of CSN Bay Area, and I really appreciate him coming in. It's, boy, just, what, God, 12, 14 hours ago? I don't know. He's probably back in Chicago. And here he is in San Francisco coming to work, and that's Alex Pavlovich. Alex, how are you?
I'm here.
So. You really are. Well, let's get right to it. Here we go. Game three tomorrow. The Giants are down 2-0, and it's Bumgarner against Arrieta. You're one that I'm glad to see you because I haven't met anyone all day who was part of the scene there in Chicago. You were there. You saw the games. Give us your take on the on these first two games, and then we'll talk a little bit about the atmosphere around the club.
You know, it's what you would expect if you take out the last weekend of the last weekend of the regular season and just look at who the Giants have been in the second half and who the Cubs have been all season long. I don't think there's really any surprise there. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. We were talking about this last night a little bit in the press box after game two, that it looked very much like the team we saw in the second half, and at some point, if they lose this series, you're going to have to wonder if that last four-game stretch that they had, if that was just the Dodgers were not trying to win those games, really. I mean, they were trying things out. And then Bumgarner goes out and does what he does because he's Madison Bumgarner. But I think some of the issues that we've seen, the inability to get the big hit especially, is really just, to me, the glaring thing. I mean, they were last night, once they went down, it was going to be tough, but they never put any pressure on the Cubs bullpen. And I thought in the eighth inning there, when you had Chapman looming and maybe had a chance to get it, you're probably not scoring off him anyway, but maybe had a chance with the heartier lineup there to get it closer. They just haven't been able to do that for several months now. They, you know, we talk about the stat all the time, 0-62 in the regular season when they trail after eight innings. They're 0-2 now in this series. So it's been a lot of what we've seen.
Well, you get involved with Syndergaard, and we haven't talked to you since last weekend. Syndergaard was just unbelievable. Bumgarner was better, and you got the home run. But from an offense, it's tough to hit a guy like that.
Yeah, you're going to have to hit good pitching. I mean, that's just kind of what you have to do in the postseason. You have to find a way. And the one thing they don't have, really, and they haven't had this whole season, is the ability to do what Baez did the other night in a game where it's two guys who are at their best. He found a way to make Johnny Cueto pay. And they got that from Gillespie the other night. They got a big hit from him. But for most of this year, they haven't gotten those hits. And they have to string them together. And you're not going to string together three straight hits against a John Lester. It's just, it's not going to happen. Or against a Chapman or against a Syndergaard, who really was, I thought, as good as I've ever seen anybody in the postseason and really deserved better. He just happened to be going up against somebody who does it better than anybody. But they're going to have to find a way here. I don't think they can rely on, you know, just the pitching. You can't put that much pressure on your starting pitchers. It can't be 1-0 every night.
All right, Alex Pavlovich with us. What is the mood of the ball club? You get to go in there after the game. And, of course, last night they literally knocked Hendricks out of the game. The Cub bullpen, once again, that Cub bullpen, they're six games now. What was the mood last night?
It's hard to tell at Wrigley because it's such a cramped clubhouse that I think guys just want to get out of there. So it's not, you know, it's what Bruce Bochy says all the time. When you're not winning, you're going to have that sour look on your face. You're going to look like you don't have a lot of energy. And I you can see the two teams right now. And a lot of it had to do with the Cubs being at home, but you could see when they opened their clubhouse to the media before the series just how loose they were, how much fun they were having, how much they were in the moment. I think you can see it on the field right now. You can see it behind you right now as they take BP. And Jeff Passan wrote a great story about the home run that Wood hit and just how much fun those guys had and joking around with him and telling reporters that we're going to tape his mouth because he's the kind of guy that loves to talk and we have a cross-country flight. Like it's those little things, that vibe that you get from a team that's having a lot of fun and that's winning. And I think the Giants have not been able to get on that roll because this entire second half they've been losing. So they had a ton of fun, certainly on Wednesday. I think coming back here, that was the one thing that stood out to me last night. Over and over again, one guy after another said, we're ready to go home. It was a long week for these guys to go east after having to, you know, your back's against the wall, that entire homestand, and you have to go east and deal with Bumgarner and Syndergaard and then go to Chicago and deal with all that. So it's been a long week. I think they're ready to come home, and I think they're going to need to take advantage of the fans here, take advantage of the ballpark, and show some more energy tomorrow.
All right, Alex with us. What was, of course, we did the show last night, and so many people called in. We had a big talks about the choice of Samardzija versus Matt Moore. In retrospect, obviously, you'd like to see Matt Moore. Samardzija only went two innings, but what was your thought about that?
I thought all along, I wrote this a couple days ago, so I'm not just saying this second-guessing. I thought Moore made a little bit, no pun intended, a little bit more sense, just because I thought if you think both of them are going to pitch in the series, Samardzija has been very good, but he had a rough start there September 1st, and there, no matter what, there are going to be emotions going back in a game like that, and we don't know if it affected him. He said it didn't really, but I think you could kind of see just how many fastballs leaked right across the middle. I don't know if it was whether he was amped up or whether he was nervous, but that just seemed like a really tough spot to put somebody in, to have him spend 7 years there and know the history and be a high draft pick and a top prospect, and to have to go back and make your first postseason start there as opposed to home, where it's a lot easier, I think, for guys here. So I don't know if Moore would have done any better, but it just seemed like a tough spot for him.
When they left after beating the Dodgers last Sunday, they were extremely confident. 5-1 that last week. They hit the ball all over the park. Pitchers were striking out 11. They were setting all sorts of records and things like that. Confidence shaken now?
They were very, very confident on Wednesday after they won that game. I think that was as high as I've seen them all year, and then you go in and John Lester does what he did, and the Cubs do what they did for two games. So I don't think this isn't a group that really gets shaken. I think they're a bunch of veterans in there. They understand that their back's against the wall, but I think you have to be a little bit, I don't know what the right word is. I don't know if it's shaken, but you have to understand that this is not 2012. This is not a, I saw some arguing about this on Twitter today. It's not, these are not the Reds. This is the best team in baseball from start to finish. That Reds team had Dusty Baker helping the Giants a little bit with some of the moves he made, and they didn't have Johnny Cueto in that series. So I think you're facing a more formidable opponent. It's not going to be the same. You can't just say we've been there before. I think there needs to be a sense of urgency, the same way there was in 2012. It's going to be tougher, but they need to kind of have that same mindset.
All right, well, we'll see. That's why you come home at 41,000, and the bunting is out around the ballpark, and everyone is excited. The national writers are here. Gordon Wittenmeyer is here. He's going to join us next, and even Paul Sullivan may show up. Is Paul going to be here? We hope not. Oh, no, we do. We love Paul and Phil Rogers. And, the whole entourage will be here with the Cubs, which is going to be a lot of fun. Bumgarner, I'll leave you with this, 235 innings. I think that's where he's at now, something like that, 232, 35 innings, whatever it is. It's a lot of innings, and boy, last Wednesday he was just unbelievable. Can you just expect that every time out of the guy?
I didn't think there was any way he could do that again on Wednesday. I thought, just logically, there should be no way that he can go out there and basically give you the exact same start that he did in 2014, and he did it. And so I don't know. I don't want to put any limits on what he's capable of doing, and I don't want to look at innings or anything. This is a guy who, like you say, has thrown a ton of innings, has been through a lot this year, has been through a lot the last few years, and he's out there last night at Wrigley Field. I see him grab a bat, and I said, "Are you going to take BP?" And he goes, "Yeah, grab some earplugs because it was going to be loud." And walks up there and just starts peppering. Is it Waveland Avenue? And hit one off the scoreboard at Wrigley. And he came back and he said the wind was blowing in. So he's having fun. He's as strong as he's ever been. I've run out of, we talk about this all the time. We write about it all the time. Madison threw a ton of pitches in 2014. He's done a lot since. I've just completely taken that out of my repertoire because I think it's unfair to him because he keeps proving us wrong.
Yeah, and he's got great numbers against the Cubs as well. And Arrieta's got good numbers. Pagan's 5 for 11. Panic 2 for 5. Gillespie 2 for 6. Craw 1 for 13. Belt 0 for 10. Pence 3 for 13. Posey 1 for 15. Span 4 for 20, Tomlinson 1 for 2. So both pitchers have good numbers against each team. So maybe we'll see a repeat of Friday night. Who knows what will happen?
There's a stat in the Cubs notes that says Arrieta's last 45 innings in California, he has given up one run. So okay. It's a weird one. But
6-0,
6 starts. Gordy, yeah. Go ahead, Gordy. Go ahead, Turk. Go ahead, Gordy. You can pick that mic up here. Go ahead.
Right here?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You can talk in there.
Can you hear me? I think you can take my spot.
All right. Well, we'll get Gordy over where Alex is. But is that true? Well, we're going to ask you, you know, think about that. 45
innings? Yeah, a lot of innings? Dodgers there, right?
No, it's two of each.
All right.
I believe it's two of
45 innings, one run?
45 innings in California.
In California.
One run, one no-hitter in L.A.
All right.
And 0.20.
Okay. I thought he had to be here from here or something because, it, you know, one of those guys who returns home, but nope.
No.
All right, we're gonna pick that up with Gordy when we try it now, Gordy. Let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. All right. Go ahead. Say it one more time. Go ahead. What he's done in California?
Six starts the last 2 years, 6-0, 45 innings, 0.20 ERA in the state of California.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one.
Where's he from?
Missouri, he's from Texas, right?
Texas? He's from the Midwest.
Oh, he was born in Missouri. He spent a lot of his life in Texas, and he lives in Texas now.
Well, that's a stat.
Maybe he's one of those guys from Texas that doesn't like California.
It's maybe something that means nothing, but it, you know.
Well,
it's
part of it is two of those are against San Diego, so I think those are a couple of freebies.
Yeah, that's skewed.
Well,
you're also talking about pitchers' ballparks by and large, especially on some of those night games. And one of them was a no hitter at Dodger Stadium.
All right, there's John Barr that just went by. I guess the Giants are here. I guess they're back. They're back. All right, Alex, thanks for coming in. And Gordy, stick around. We're going to catch up with Gordy. But have a good night, Alex, and we'll talk to you again. All right, Gordon Whitmire is with us. He covers the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. And we'll get the Cub perspective. A little bit nervous. We'll see. Arrieta, boy, what a stat for him in California. But he does go up against the big lefty tomorrow night. And the Cubs have it's been a while since they've gone to a World Series and, of course, won a World Series. But we'll get Gordy's perspective on it when we come back right after this.